This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. government advisors are meeting to decide whether to endorse mass use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Amid some public concerns about the vaccine's safety and effectiveness, drug safety advocate Kim Witsak says a proper review usually takes several months.
How could the FDA be as rigorous in weeks this time?
She was among those telling the Food and Drug Administration panel of outside experts that the public needs more information and assurances that the review was independent. Evan Fine says he took part in Pfizer's Phase 1 trial.
Nothing felt rushed, and I never felt like a guinea pig.
And says the vaccine needs emergency use approval immediately. Both the panel and the FDA are expected to agree, and the first doses could be delivered in days. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump has announced that Israel and Morocco will normalize relations in what's the latest breakthrough of his administration's press to push Arab-Israeli peace. As part of the deal, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim over the disputed Western Sahara region. Morocco is the fourth Arab nation to recognize Israel as the Trump administration seeks to expand a diplomatic framework that began over the summer with an agreement between the Jewish state and the United Arab Emirates. Bahrain and Sudan have followed suit. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Thursday there was a strong possibility that Britain and the EU would fail to strike a trade deal ahead of an end-of-month deadline. After meeting with his senior ministers, Johnson said they had agreed the treaty on the table did not work for Britain. The two sides have set a deadline of Sunday to find an agreement and prevent a chaotic break. You can find more on our website, VOA News.